Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and it's been an interesting time. I live on Maui, but of course, we're all part of America. Here in the United States, Hawaii is one of the last couple of states that became part of America. But we've been wrapped up in a lot of issues that have to do with politics. And I'm not going to talk about politics now. I'm going to talk about how we heal. There was a lovely picture someone posted saying, "Make America kind again." Because there's been some really negative issues and fighting and division and anger out there that's been very, very divisive. And divided we fall. United we stand, divided we fall. This is true, of course, for anywhere, any place in the world. And the way to do this is to bring goodwill back. And a lot of understanding and compassion into our hearts. We've been seeing people on social media just posting all kinds of very negative things. And that judgment and that negativity, it builds up this force that's very unpleasant. We aren't that negativity. We are souls, spirits living here in the material world. And we resonate with the good. We resonate with the soul. We resonate and love what's the highest in each other. That soul's light is really having a hard time shining through some of the illusion and the darkness that's out there. So I think it's up to each of us as beings that are aware to continue to shine our light and love and to share our goodwill, our kindness and understanding to heal. What's going on? We've already had a very hard year with COVID-19, and everyone's already very sensitive. Even here in Hawaii, I've been seeing aloha really has been shattered in many places because many people here in Hawaii don't want anyone to come to the islands and visit now. It's shocking to me, but it's the truth. There's a lot of people saying, "We don't want you to come. Stay home." I've never seen anything like this before. And I have to say, when I see that, all I can do is send light, send love, send aloha, and send goodwill to each of those souls that are struggling out there and taking it out in negativity. One of the things we can do, of course, is to go back inside and love ourselves more and forgive ourselves more so we feel the good in us so we can see the good in others. If we just look into the mirror in the morning and see our soul in those eyes, if we just see how good we are inside, and then we can take that same feeling of that goodness and look for that goodness in others' eyes. Share that good energy. Make that choice not to judge, not to be angry, not to be negative. But make a commitment to be an agent of the good, an agent of goodwill, knowing that goodwill is God's will. Light by its very nature dispels darkness. All you have to do is go in a dark room and flip that light switch, and all of a sudden you can see. And we can use our inner light to see the light that exists in others. We have a choice in how we perceive ourselves and others. Now, the ego is another story. The ego is very judgmental. The ego wants to win. It does it by many times judging others and feeling superior as it does so. But that takes away from the essential unity in humankind. There is just so much that we can do to break down these anger, this hatred, this judgment. We have to overcome this energy, and it takes a deep and daily commitment and practice to learn not to judge others and to really instead choose goodwill. Now, sharing goodwill also comes from feeling that goodwill. When you feel and are inspired, then you are just naturally in tune with that goodness and you want to share it. I'm going to read a couple of poems I wrote about goodwill. Here's one called Every Act of Goodwill. To all the children of God, let love lead you on the way. In these times of trial that have come to us today, we always have to see the light to guide us to a brighter day. Always there is this Spirit of God to call upon and pray. The world needs every prayer right now. The world needs all the love you can spare. Hold the world in the highest light and hold out hope for the higher plan here. Every single prayer, every act of goodwill, each and every helping hand can help us fulfill our purpose and save this land and the purpose that we came here for. Help to build that foundation for a new and better day, to help humankind join as one. It really is time to find that way. With the grace of God, we can work together and find the one love that joins us all, so we can leave the mistakes of the past and broken path behind. The one light within each nation. There's one light of God in all. There's one peace that heals the ones at war, and the amazing grace that bears and hears that call. To all the children of God, it is now time to let love lead you on the way. Find it in your heart and soul to help save and serve humankind each day. And let's just take a moment to go into a meditation, just relax your body. And if there's been any tension from what's been going on in the world, from what you've been experiencing, from what you've been reading or watching, just let that go. Let's just be aware of our breath here and breathe in goodwill. And hold our breath for the count of 7. And just release any tension out as we breathe out any energy that's left that might have been surrounding what's been going on in the world. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. Breathing deeply in, holding our breath, checking your spine. Let that light of goodwill spread throughout your entire head and your neck. And your shoulders and your heart. Feel the good that's there in your heart of hearts. Let your heart of hearts feel itself opening to the good you're sending it, to the love you're sending it, to be embraced. Breathe into that lovely space in your heart. Breathing deeply in. And relaxing and breathing deeply out, relaxing and letting go, opening up your heart and soul, breathing into your soul, breathing deeply in and holding it, letting in that light, letting in more light and becoming brighter and brighter and brighter, and just breathe out and let that brightness cut through any illusion, any darkness, any despair. Just let it go. Let it go. Breathe in that pure, one radiant light from the ultimate source of light. And let it come and heal you in any place you may need to be healed. Are you holding tension anywhere? Are you holding tension in your back, in your stomach, in your pelvis area? Are there feelings that need to be healed? Let that light heal you now. Breathe it in. Feel that rest of your body, your thighs and your knees and your calves and your feet. Feel every cell regenerating with that good positive energy, a pure light from the highest. Now see your whole body surrounded in this beautiful light that extends out over 6 feet. This protective one brilliant light that surrounds you above your head and around your shoulders and through your whole body and below your feet. You are encased in a protective light. This protective light shields out negative energy. And let yourself feel yourself expanding as you feel that safe energy all around you, as you're merging your body, your mind, and your soul as one great light force. Breathe it in, be it, feel it. And now let that light of goodwill, which is God's will, completely come into you. As together we imagine a world where we all are working as one. See that light that surrounds you extending out to the world. See the world surrounded in this wonderful light and love, breaking up any negativity and division. See the good of all and all of humanity being re-energized, restored. Believe that the work is being done to bring in more good, more light, more love. Believe that there are seeds that have been planted and that the blossoms are being seen. Breathe in the fragrance of those flowers of love that have been planted in the brotherhood and sisterhood of all of us who hold that one dream. Imagine now, imagine a world where we serve the positive energy of goodwill. We let that energy motivate us, energize us, so we can use it every day. And we remember when we see the good in others, we can see the God in all. And we can monitor our thoughts and block the negative energy through all of it. And the light of the soul will always guide you. So now let's set our intention. We have an intention every day to work with love, to work with understanding, and to let kindness be our way. Goodwill is the process that will heal this planet. It is the process that allows us to grow and heal. And as we share goodwill and bless others, we understand that aloha and that love that's alive in each and every soul. So imagine right now, picture a world where the good lives in harmony. We all have that secret key. We have to realize that goodwill is the answer to bring the world more understanding and more peace. We can be agents of goodwill. Believe that. Recognize that in you and how powerful you are as an agent of goodwill and how you can spread that throughout your day and in your life. Breathe that in and let it refocus, reset, and re-energize you. Breathe it in and believe it. Absorb this energy. Let it feed your soul and heal you. And let it heal the world right now. Let it heal the divisiveness. And see it as all just one pure energy of light and love. And now slowly come out of your meditation. And feel good. Feel how good you feel when you're working with goodwill. You are an agent of goodwill and peace, and may that peace and understanding and love prosper in you so you can share it. And we can learn that we all have an impact in the world when we are agents and ambassadors of goodwill and peace. May peace and goodwill be with you always. I thank you so much for sharing that goodwill and this time together. God bless you now and always, and thank you so much for listening.